A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a town, a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading this afternoon is taken from the second book of Kings. And the first reading introduces us to Naaman, a Syrian army commander who would have been a pagan, a Gentile. He is suffering from leprosy, and he is sent to Israel by his king, to the king of Israel, who then sends him to the prophet Elisha. When Elisha hears of the response of the king of Israel, he rents his clothes in despair, picking a fight. The prophet Elisha intervenes. Elisha sent a messenger to Naaman, instructing him to go out and wash in the Jordan River 7 times. At first, the commander is upset because he had other bodies of water closer to where he lived that were much cleaner than the water of the Jordan. But one of his servants pleads with him and tells him, "If he would have told you to stand on your head, you would have done it. So do what he says." And so he is convinced. He goes and washes in the Jordan, and we are told that his flesh became again like the flesh of a little child. Naaman is filled with gratitude, and he seeks out Elisha and offers a gift, which Elisha refuses to accept. Naaman is not to become a servant of Elisha, but rather a servant of God, to whom any gifts of blessing rightly belong. Our second reading from the second letter of Paul to Timothy. Paul writes to encourage Timothy to stand fast, especially when times become difficult. Paul writes to Timothy that he, Paul, was imprisoned in Rome. Paul believes that his suffering is serving the spread of the gospel. By being imprisoned, Paul has contact with the guards and uses his imprisonment as a means to preach to them, to evangelize them, to try and convert them. Paul can be chained in prison, but the gospel cannot be chained. Belief in Jesus as the Christ brings salvation with eternal glory. The final verses of this second reading may have been taken from an early Christian hymn. If we die with Christ through baptism, we shall live with him, but only if we persevere and remain faithful. And the Gospel from St. Luke, Jesus is traveling toward Jerusalem, and Luke writes that Jesus traveled through Samaria and Galilee. This would be the last time in Luke's Gospel that Jesus would enter a Samaritan village. In this Gospel, Jesus is, quote, welcomed by 10 lepers who cry out to him for mercy. They suffer from leprosy and it's a terrible disease, plus the fact that it isolates the leper from family and community. The Gospel reading presents an important lesson about being thankful. Even though there were 10 lepers that were healed of their leprosy, there is only one, ironically a Samaritan, who returns to Jesus and gives him thanks. Like Naaman in the first reading, this foreigner returned to give thanks. In keeping with Luke's theme of reversals, it is the least likely, the unprivileged, the outsider who exhibits faith in Jesus. Sometimes it takes the least likely, the unprivileged, or an outsider, or maybe even a youngster, to help us to come to our senses. Some people are physically fit, but they suffer spiritually. Jesus has the power to heal, and if we receive the sacrament of reconciliation, we will be healed. Therefore, we should be grateful. Yet we have been blessed in so many ways, other ways, but certainly spiritually. Do we have the wherewithal to seek our Lord out and to give thanks, to express gratitude for having been healed? Or if we receive something good, something unexpected, at the end of the day, do we give praise and thank God for that? As a people, we certainly are very, very blessed. And it would be very good that each and every one of us reflect at the end of the day how we have been blessed by our God. And then before we close our eyes to get a few winks, let us give praise and thanks to God for what God has blessed us with.